Alright folks, welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Your daily dose of sanity in this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something near and dear to my heart, digital minimalism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next notification, the next viral video, the next influencer post? Like a hamster on a digital wheel, running but getting nowhere? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates and you just have to check it, even though you're in the middle of something important? Yeah, me too. That's why we're talking about reclaiming our time, attention, and ultimately, our lives with a little something called digital minimalism. Think of it like Marie Kondo for your tech. It's all about keeping only what truly adds value to your life, ditching the rest, and creating space for things that matter. Real connections, meaningful experiences, and yes, even some good old-fashioned boredom. Sounds kinda radical, right? But trust me, it's a game changer. So buckle up, because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways to help you embrace digital minimalism and finally start living life on your terms. First things first, awareness is key. Before you can declutter your digital life, you need to understand what's consuming your time and attention. Track your screen time, pay attention to your habits, and honestly assess which apps and platforms are truly adding value. Are you scrolling mindlessly through social media for hours? Binge-watching shows that leave you feeling drained? It's all about identifying those digital time vampires. Next up, set intentional boundaries. Think of it like a healthy relationship with technology. Instead of letting your phone dictate your day, decide when and how you'll engage. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, turn off notifications for non-essential apps, and create tech-free zones in your home, like the dinner table or your bedroom. Remember, you're in control, not the other way around. Now, let's talk about curating your feed. Be selective about the content you consume. Unfollow accounts that leave you feeling negative or envious. Seek out inspiring and informative sources that align with your values and interests. Think of it like choosing your friends. You want to surround yourself with people who uplift and support you, right? Fourthly, embrace the power of offline. Remember those things called hobbies and activities that don't involve a screen? Get out there, read a book, go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones, learn a new skill. The more time you invest in offline experiences, the less tempting it becomes to escape into the digital world. Finally, be patient and persistent. This isn't about going cold turkey or becoming a Luddite overnight. It's about making gradual changes that fit your lifestyle and gradually building healthier digital habits. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game here. You know what I mean? Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and endless scrolling? Like you just can't seem to catch a break from the digital noise? Imagine this, you're sitting on your porch, sipping a cup of coffee, listening to the birds chirping. No phone buzzing in your pocket, no emails demanding your attention, just pure peace and quiet. That's what I'm talking about. Think about a time when you were truly present, unplugged from the digital world, and savoring a moment. Maybe it was a hike in the mountains, a deep conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying a delicious meal without constantly checking your phone. That feeling of being fully immersed in the present moment is what digital minimalism is all about, reclaiming our time, attention, and ultimately, our joy. So, take a deep breath, grab that cup of coffee, put your phone on silent, and let's get started. What are you waiting for? It's time to reclaim your life, one intentional step at a time. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media, because together, we can build a more mindful and fulfilling digital world. See ya tomorrow.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.